This is Digital Story Podcast number 964, September 10th, 2024. Today's theme is two stories about photography and life. I'm Derek Story. Very few things happen in a vacuum, and photography certainly is not one of them. This week, I have two stories that illustrate the connectedness of our artistic passion with the world in which we live. I hope you enjoy the show. So as you listen to this, I am somewhere in Alaska right now. Depending on what day you listen would depend on where I am. And so I thought what I would do this week, instead of giving you a best of or something like that, because I have no internet on the ship. Those of you that have cruised, you know how that works. It's very expensive and the bandwidth is very narrow and there's very little reliability. Certainly not enough to publish a podcast. So I'm recording something before I go. Two stories that I like that I've written in recent months that I think you will enjoy. And there is a theme of photography is a centerpiece in both of them, but how photography and life interact is also part of the story. So I'm going to read you one story and then comment for a second, and then I'll read you another story and comment for a second, and then I'm going to get back to enjoying the beautiful sights of Alaska. But as you know, I'm doing that anyway, just having some fun with you. All right. So the first story here is titled, I Was Among the Ballers with My iPhone. Bigger is not always better, and that includes cameras and ballparks. And this story came about from a Father's Day event where my boys took me to a Ballers game. Now, if you've never heard of the Oakland Ballers, there is no penalty for that whatsoever. They are a brand new team. And they came about because the Oakland A's decided to pack up and leave Oakland. In fact, they are winding down their season right now. And they will be playing out somewhere in Sacramento next year, which, you know, those of us that live in California, playing outside in Sacramento does not sound like fun. It's very, very hot there. It's a river town, so it's also fairly humid too, as opposed to Oakland, which has that beautiful ocean breeze that comes in. It's very temperate. It's the ballpark is a beautiful ballpark. Now, one of the points of contention with the Oakland Coliseum is that on the inside where the locker rooms and the offices and all that stuff is, it hasn't had the maintenance, the upkeep that professional sports team thinks it should have. And so the Oakland A's and the city have been going round and around that bush for a long time. And finally, the A's decided to just pack up and leave. So I heard about the Ballers on a news report, and Father's Day was coming up, and I said to my boys, I said, I would like to go to one of those games. I've always loved minor league baseball, and I just think there's fun. There's a certain energy to it that is difficult to resist for me. And so they said, okay, let's do it. And I didn't take my camera, my big camera, because they're very picky about what they allow in the ballpark, even at the minor league level. And I just took my iPhone 15 Pro Max. And I had a great time. I had a great Father's Day. And afterwards, a few days later, I wrote this story and published it on Medium.com. And by the way, I have free links to the essays in the show notes. So if you want to go back and read the essay, actually see the words, there are links in there to both stories I'm going to read today, and they are the free links, so you can get in there. All right, so let me read you this first story. I was there among the ballers with my iPhone. When the Oakland Athletics decided to pack up and leave town for the bright lights of Las Vegas, they left a hole in the city as big as the gap in right center field. For the first time since 1968, there would be no Major League Baseball in the East Bay. What remains is plenty of finger-pointing between the Coliseum where the A's play until the end of the season, the A's ownership, and the city itself. But the bottom line for fans is that another pro sports team is going to abandon them. Oakland gets a bad rap. It's more diverse and hospitable than its headlines of gang violence imply, which is how most people outside the city view it. Their sports fans are passionate as any that I've met. When the Golden State Warriors played at Oracle Arena, right next door to the Coliseum, fans turned out in full force and supported them long before they won their first Steph Curry championship. I was among them, a season ticket holder for 5 years until they left for a shiny new arena across the bay. Since the Warriors' departure, I've been at games at Chase Center, their beautiful new home in San Francisco. It's great, but it lacks the electricity and character that made Oracle so magical. My boys used to roam freely inside the old arena before games, hunting for autographs, then debating between pizza or chicken nuggets for dinner. I never worried about their safety, and when it was time for tip-off, everyone was ready to cheer. I mean, really cheer. Hence the nickname Roracle. Maybe it's because Oakland isn't as glamorous as San Francisco or Las Vegas, or that fans couldn't afford the ticket prices owners wanted. They never say it's about the money, but we all know it is. At least it was for the Raiders, Warriors, and now the Athletics. One night, after yet another Oakland A's loss, I saw a news story about a local group bringing professional baseball to the East Bay. I'm thinking, that's a switch. The team, dubbed the Oakland Ballers, set up shop at the Ernie Raimondi Park on the west side of town. Raimondi Park originally opened in 1910 as Bayview Park and was renamed in 1947 in honor of Ernie Raimondi, a McClemens High School graduate who played for the minor league Oakland Oaks baseball club before he was killed in World War II. The park was the training grounds for baseball legends Curt Flood, Frank Robinson, and Vida Pinson, each of whom also attended McClemens High. I was intrigued. When my boys asked me what I wanted to do for Father's Day, I say, let's go to a Ballers game. It was their first homestand. Max bought tickets and off to West Oakland we went. The Oakland Ballers are the newest member of the Pioneer League, joining such team as the Grand Junction Jackalopes, the Missoula Paddleheads, and the Yolo High Wheelers. On Father's Day, the Rocky Mountain Vibes were in town. Since 1939, Pioneer Baseball League has operated in the Mountain West region as an MLB affiliate, becoming an MLB partner league in 2021. It's a true player development league where players having less than 3 years of professional experience. And some players do advance. One of the Ballers' pitchers, Elijah Pleasance, has already signed a contract with the San Francisco Giants. Despite the ongoing renovation, however, Raimondi Park is not Oakland Coliseum. We parked in the Curt Flood parking lot, a dusty, unpaved space adjacent to the field. Most of the seats are benches with no backs or cup holders. And the field itself is not the green manicured carpet we see in MLB stadiums. But the players are fun to watch, the beer is plenty cold, and this is the next generation of pro baseball in Oakland. In addition to the outing itself, I knew this was a photo opportunity that I wanted to capture. Professional cameras with telephoto lenses were not allowed. I was fine with that. I wanted to be part of this event, not the guy sticking a big lens in people's faces. I decided to pack my smartphone and leave it at that. The iPhone 15 Pro Max has everything I need for this event, an ultra-wide lens, a telephoto, and ease of use. But the best part is, nobody cares that you're taking pictures. I'm just another dad in cargo shorts with a brand new Ballers cap. The first thing that caught my eye was Scrappy the Rally Possum. The Ballers mascot has an interesting history. In real life, there was a shy possum at the Coliseum that used to make appearances in the press box and other corners of the park. Possums, like the city of Oakland, are unfairly maligned. but the Ballers, in a PR stroke of genius, embraced the story. They published this press release about Scrappy. Scrappy the Rally Possum became a frequent attendee at Coliseum games due to his love of all things baseball and Oakland. Recently, Scrappy left his life in the Coliseum behind to join Oakland's newest professional baseball team, the Oakland Ballers, at their home in Raimondi Park. As a deep believer in the power and importance of fans, Scrappy is excited to represent the Oakland Ballers as the team's new mascot. The Ballers show a video between innings detailing Scrappy's journey from the Coliseum, where he isn't wanted, to Ernie Raimondi Park, where he's adored. It's brilliant. Watching Scrappy interact with the fans, especially the kids, is a photo essay unto itself. The story of an unwanted possum who's now leading cheers for a fledgling baseball team in a jilted town resonates with every fan in the park. Scrappy pokes fun at the team that's leaving Oakland and, by extension, the greed of big business sports. The fans love him for that. Plus, he's quite charming. The locals who descended on Raimondi Park on Father's Day bought Ballers merch, ate hot dogs, drank beer, and watched their team crush the Rocky Mountain Vibes 16-3. The seats were uncomfortable and there was little shade on that bright June day. Slathered in sunscreen, we all made friends with those around us, cheered for our new team, and embraced the resilience that is Oakland. Nobody there knew that I was a photographer and a writer, nor would they have cared. I was there with my iPhone in one hand and a Modelo Especial 24-ounce in the other. And once again, I was enjoying a pro sporting event in Oakland with my family. Raimondi Park will never be another Oakland Coliseum, nor will the iPhone be physically impressive as an icon. But a good picture is a good picture, no matter the camera. And a home run is always thrilling, regardless of the fence that it's flying over. As you can tell, I had a great day at the park. And if you go to the essay via the link, I have a number of pictures that I took with the iPhone at the park, including Scrappy the Rally Possum, which was just amazing. I mean, that video they show in between innings of him, the actual possum at the Coliseum, and then, you know, finding his way to Raimondi Park. And then you look at him here, you know, the Rally Possum in his outfit. It's just wonderful. It's just absolutely wonderful. And you looking at the little kids having fun interacting with him. And it just reminds me of why I like minor league baseball, why I like going to games with my family, why I like hot dogs, and why I like cold beer on a hot day. Anyway, so that is the story. I was there among the Ballers with my iPhone. This next piece came to me when I was moving my son down to Southern California. He had just landed a job with the LA Chargers. He was very excited. He had a college buddy down there that had a place he could move in. And so we were going to take the U-Haul and move from Santa Rosa, all of his precious belongings from Santa Rosa down to Southern California. And I had Teresa take a picture right before we left of Zach and I sitting in the back of the U-Haul before we pulled the door down. And as I was looking at that picture after I had returned, it inspired me to write this piece. And it's called, Of All the Careers I Could Have Picked, Why Photography? The final task was returning the well-traveled U-Haul to a Shell station in Playa del Rey. Zach's move from Santa Clara to Southern California was complete. He had just accepted a job with the LA Chargers. He was excited, and I was proud. Parent-child relationships are different these days than when I was growing up. My parents, who were considered quite good at child raising in their time, never participated in my career path. In fact, my dad used to say, with a wry smile on his face, "I have no idea what my son does for a living." He wasn't being mean, he was being honest. In his world, there weren't many people trying to make a living taking pictures and writing stories. Those activities were considered hobbies. But for as long as I can remember, I wanted to be a photographer. In grammar school, I developed film in my family bathroom. In junior high, I worked for the local newspaper. In high school, I was a yearbook photographer for 3 years. I liked writing, listening to music, hanging out with friends, and playing basketball. But I loved photography. Taking pictures isn't what most parents would consider a career. And mine were right. Financially speaking, it's difficult to make ends meet. To survive, I had to become proficient at many things. Other hireable skills became important. In my case, writing and graphic arts. Pooling these three disciplines together, I could cobble together a living. People would say, sure, during the early days, that's how you pay your dues. Well, I'm somewhat embarrassed to admit, that's still my formula for success. These days, I publish a podcast, lead workshops, write articles, and yes, take pictures. Everything I do is related to photography, but the time I spend with an actual camera in my hand is minimal compared to other revenue streams. This leads me to my most important advice for aspiring photographers. Adapt and keep an open mind. For example, if I were starting my career today, I would learn the ins and outs of AI-generated images. A photographer manipulating that technology is much different than someone with no artistic talent. It might not be either of our passions, but it could keep us employed while we establish ourselves. I'm sure this multidisciplined approach to life was part of my father's confusion. He once told me that his friends were curious about my career, but he struggled with how to explain it. At the time he shared this issue with me, I was writing for Macworld magazine, creating websites for O'Reilly Media, teaching photography on cruise ships, working on books with David Pogue, and running a freelance business that focused mainly on event photography. Isn't there a simpler way to say all that? He would ask. I stared at my coffee for a few seconds, then replied, tell them I'm a photojournalist. I write stories and take pictures to go with them. Perfect, he said, with a note of relief. The fact that my parents couldn't explain my career didn't stop them from supporting it. Some of my best memories with my dad were when he traveled to San Francisco to join me at Macworld while I was teaching there. During the day, he would scour the trade show floor for interesting brochures and freebies. Then we'd get together in the evening to compare notes over dinner. He was always worried about taking up too much of my time. I now realize I should have shared more with him. I dedicated my first book to Ron and Lynn's story. It was my way of thanking them for accepting a career that was hard to understand. After my mom died, my sister returned that signed copy to me. She said that mom used to leave it out on her desk so she could grab it quickly to show visitors. Dad said it was one of the best gifts I ever gave him. Why don't we realize this stuff at the time? I was thinking about my parents and my career during the long drive to Southern California in that noisy, packed 10-foot U-Haul. I hope I'm as good a dad to my boys as my father was to me. It's true, my parents never helped me move, talked about finances, nor grasped that photography was real work, not a hobby. But what they did know was that that's what I wanted to do. My dreams were good enough for them. On that Saturday morning before Zach and I pulled down the back gate of the U-Haul, I handed my X100V to my wife and asked her to take a picture of us. She's pretty good with the camera, too. I've looked at that photo a dozen times. To my eye, it looks like a snapshot from the past. A proud dad and his hopeful son. There's something magical about photography. How it can suspend a moment in eternity so we can enjoy it over and over again. I love that image of Zach and me. My parents were right. I did take my hobby, my passion, and made it a career. But honestly, I could never think of anything else that I would do instead. That's how I became a photographer. It was nice to read that piece again. It means a lot to me, as you can tell. And Zach is doing very well in Southern California. And we do hear from him every now and then. And he'll be coming up for a visit here after I get back from Alaska. So anyway, that is, of all the careers I could have picked, why photography? All right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club news. I just want to do two things. First, I want to thank our Inner Circle members for supporting this podcast, for supporting this community, and making it so that I can be a photographer for a living. I appreciate that so much. And if you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is go to the digital story, look for the Patreon tile, click on it, nose around, and you can sign up there. I hope you join us in 2024. It's a great group of people, and I think you would very much enjoy hanging out with them. And finally, I want to give my thanks to Red River Paper, longest running supporter of the digital story. Terrific people, great printing paper, and so knowledgeable about inkjet printing. I had just wrapped up the workshop, as I talked about last week, and as I mentioned last week, so much of the information that I used during the workshop came from my interaction with the folks at Red River Paper. I did some more printing this week, and I plan on doing more printing when I get back from Alaska. I'll let you know how that goes. If you would like to get your inkjet printing on, just click on the Red River Paper tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Nose around a bit, get yourself some paper, and start making some beautiful art. And a big thanks to Red River Paper for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. Next week, I'll be back on the mainland, and I have some interesting stuff to talk about. I hope you join me. Until then, stay safe, keep taking pictures. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.